And though we won in Washington, D.C., this movement won't stop until there's change in Washington, D.C. And tonight we're on our way.
Senator Barack Obama from last night riding high on his victories in Virginia, Maryland, and the District of Columbia. Senator Hillary Clinton is counting on the two big old primaries on March 4th in Texas and Ohio. She's also shaking up her team along the way. John McCain pulled wins in the Potomac primaries, but Mike Huckabee still managed to make a mark, coming in second, something even McCain acknowledged.
My friends, I gotta say, he certainly keeps things interesting. Maybe a little too interesting at times tonight.
Jim Vandehei of Politico.com is on the line. So, Jim, it seems that it wasn't just who won these primaries, but who voted for whom in these primaries is what the campaigns are thinking about today. Can we start with the Obama-Clinton matchup, since that's the most sort of vigorous right now?
Absolutely. It was a good old-fashioned thumping for Hillary Clinton. She really... she lost, and she lost badly in all three races, and she lost virtually every single demographic group. In past races, she could say, well, yes, you know, it was, I lost, but I still won the Latino-Hispanic vote. Didn't happen in Virginia. I'm still winning low-income voters, those making less than $50,000. Didn't happen in Virginia. Winning older voters, she didn't even win older voters, which she wins in virtually every state. It was a miserable day for her, and it's a miserable month for her. She's now lost eight states in a row. It's likely she'll lose Hawaii and then lose Wisconsin. She'll go 0 for 10 in 27 days without a victory. That is not a formula for success.
Is she going to try to pull a Rudy Giuliani? Remember when Rudy Giuliani decided to bank everything on Florida? That was what he was going to do with his campaign. You know, Texas, 193 delegates. That's on March 4th. Ohio, you know, quite a few overall. I think it's 141 delegates. I can't remember exactly. I mean, is this strategy? Could she actually be laughing at all the pundits on March 5th?
Maybe. It's probably more likely she'd be crying, because it's tough. It really defies political logic that you're going to wait a month for a victory. It certainly can happen, and there's been so many twists and turns that nobody could have predicted in this campaign so far. But Obama's raising twice as much money a day now. The media coverage you get is downright fawning. He's going to be able to have plenty of time to sit in those states, Ohio and Texas in particular, spend just oodles and oodles of money, and then be able to try to target his deficiencies. Like, he knows he doesn't do well with Latinos, Hispanics, so he can spend a lot of time in those communities. He can try to get the right endorsements, get the right surrogates in there, and really spend time talking to those voters who've been skeptical of him. And one thing that all these races have shown, that the more time that Obama spends in a state and that people get to know him, the better that he often does. So I think that does not bode well for Hillary Clinton. That said, Ohio and Texas, if you look at the demographics, they do look pretty good for Hillary Clinton. There was a poll out, I believe, yesterday that had her up by double digits in Ohio. We'll see if that holds. My gut tells me that she's probably up by double digits in Texas as well. The question is, 30 days, 10 losses, can she sustain that?
Well, she's certainly making some moves to change things up a little bit. As we mentioned in the newscast, her deputy campaign manager, Michael Henry, he's leaving. Now, wasn't he the guy responsible for the, hey, don't worry about Iowa strategy?
It was.
And he was replaced with a guy who was in charge of delegate operations. So am I sensing that we'll be concentrating on some superdelegates here?
Undoubtedly focusing on superdelegates here. It's a huge part of Hillary Clinton's strategy. But it's like me firing my assistant because I wrote a lousy story. Is that really going to change the content of the story? I mean, it's going to be about, for her, it's about her. And it's about, can she somehow break through and show Democrats who are clearly hungry for change that she's an agent of change and that she's the one who is better positioned to beat Republicans? Both of those arguments are pretty hard to make if you use as a backdrop the empirical data that we now have from exit polling in all of these states. Barack Obama does much better with independents, does much better with Republicans who are open to voting for a Democrat. He's done very well in red states that Democrats typically do not win in general elections. So he can make a pretty powerful argument that I'm the front runner and I'm most electable. She somehow needs something. She needs a big game changer. I do not think you can continue on this trajectory with the narrative that we've been talking about in this campaign, and she can pull this thing out. Something has to change.
Let's look at the Republican. John McCain's struggle in Virginia came from the conservative and evangelical base behind Huckabee. Evangelicals went with Huckabee 70% to 21% over McCain. Conservatives went with Huckabee, 51% to 35%. Is this a difficulty for John McCain, or should he just soldier on through, or will he face this in a bigger scale in Texas in March?
Oh, is there really a Republican race, though?
Just asking.
I feel like nobody.
Huckabee says he's going to the convention.
Virginia is like a pretty Republican state. Twice as many people voted for Democrats than voted in the Republican race. Barack Obama won more votes than both of the Republicans combined in Virginia.
So you're saying we shouldn't pay attention?
Everything defies all demographics. Here's what I think is happening, though, in some of these states, particularly Virginia. I think there's a lot of independents who might vote for McCain who feel like that race is over, so they went and voted for Obama. I think people are fascinated with the Obama phenomenon, and I think that's probably skewing some of the turnout numbers. The truth is McCain's going to win the nomination. It's mathematically impossible for Huckabee to win it. He's going to win it ugly because conservatives don't like him. He's not going to change his tune because he knows the only way he can win in the general election is to appeal to those independents that conservatives don't want him appealing to. And he's got to somehow find a way to unite the party, which the Republican Party, despite all of the belly aching and chin scratching that they're doing, they almost always come home and come together. And they certainly will line up behind McCain because he'll emphasize terrorism in Iraq, which is a very unifying issue for the Republican Party. So I think that race is essentially over. I mean, Huckabee, no doubt, has had an amazing performance.
Hang on, buddy.
Yep.
There's still Ron Paul, according to YouTube. Listen to this.
Our numbers keep growing and the funds keep coming in. And I've said all along, the campaign is going to continue as long as there are new people coming into the campaign and that we're able to be financed.
Ron Paul factor?
He's basically not a factor anymore, and I'm sure I'll get
that. That's Jim Vandehei at Politico.com.
It's brave because I'll get all these emails. The truth is, because McCain has essentially the delegates wrapped up, I mean, Ron Paul has done an amazing job of raising money. There's no doubt about it. I'm wondering what he's actually doing with the money because I've not seen a tremendous amount of ads, so maybe he's going to try to make some last stand. He has a Kucinich problem in that because he spent so much time on this presidential race, he does have problems back home in his congressional district, and he's going to, and I think he said it this week, he's going to have to continue to spend a little bit more time back there making sure that he can stay in Congress, assuming he doesn't win the presidency, which I don't think he's probably going to win the presidency.
So March 4th, big day all around for Ron Paul and everybody else. Hey, Jim Vandehei with Politico. Thanks for waking up to be with us this morning.
Enjoy the day.